In this podcast episode, we're going to look at the world of private funding or commercial lending. You may have heard of commercial lending and you may think that that's about business lending. Well, it kind of is in some senses, but when we talk about it in relation to property, we're talking about lending for a property business. In other words, you have some sort of exit strategy in property. You're not just buying, investing, holding property. You're actually doing something to it as an enterprise. In other words, you're manufacturing some capital growth and profit, and you're in a business run through a company, effectively, that makes money from properties. Now, the good thing is, if you're doing that, then you're eligible potentially to access private funding or commercial lending. Now, the beauty of that is it has to be to a company that does property as a business, that's looking to profit from a deal with an exit strategy. But what it does is it means that these lenders are lending to your business and for your particular deal, as opposed to you as an individual. So when we go for normal loans, we have to prove serviceability, don't we? Like, here's my paychecks, here's my tax returns, I can afford this loan. When it's for development or maybe a renovation and flip or something where you've got a shorter term exit strategy, that's known as private funding. And joining us today from Capital Mortgage Group is Kevin Grubister. If you recognize the surname, yes, it's my husband. And Kevin does this sort of thing for a living. He started doing it for us, for our personal business property endeavors. And then he's expanded that to help those in our property lovers community who are running properties as a business, flipping and earning cash flow by buying and selling properties. So let's hear what Kevin has to say about private funding. Let's now switch it up a bit and talk to the money. Our show me the money man today is my husband, Kevin Grubister, who heads up Capital Mortgage Group. They specialize, they do mainstream lending as well, like, you know, big four banks. But I'm going to assume that you kind of got that sorted or you know how to do that. I want to talk and specifically focus on private funding. So what Kevin's put out there that's also on your resources page for you is a process flowchart, because people often, and it'll help you, Wes, at what point do you seek private funding? So Steve's deal, I don't know if you remember Steve Jarrett, who did the three-way splitter block in Belmont in Victoria. He found that it was going for auction. He, on the Friday, he wanted to bid at the auction, but he didn't have finance or approval. He had the deposit. Assure Lawyers, Zeeshan, looked at the contract for him and they asked the other side if he could insert terms for a 5% deposit and what I've just talked about. But also Kevin sent it off to a private funder and said, can he bid up to, and I think we played the video, he shared it in the lunch break. I think he had approval, he could bid up to 950, but it was a mortgagee sale and he ended up getting it for 850. There were other bidders. He just knew he could go to 950, got it for 850. And yeah, so that the process flowchart will tell you what you have to do. And that deal, private funders are faster. I don't want to promise. Kevin's already killing me saying, don't overpromise. But I think he'll tell you a couple of days. But the process flowchart, I know anecdotally, Steve got that late Friday night to attend an auction on the Saturday. And the other thing is just a checklist. What do you have to do to get that? What do you have to provide? And what will the lender or Kevin want to see? So without further ado then, fancy seeing you here, let's throw over to Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Welcome and thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Dom. Hi. Today I'm looking at talking a little bit about what's happening in the market. And I guess, you know, from a lot of the feedback I'm getting from clients is, you know, it's getting more and more difficult to get funding, in particular from traditional money lenders, as like your banks and so forth. Today, there are a few more options that are available to you. One in particular that I wanted to talk to you about is the private lending space. This is particularly attractive for people who are looking at doing renovate and flips or developments. So if you're looking at, undertaking an application for finance with a private lender, the first thing you'll need is a feasibility. Now, your feasibility is ideally going to be a comprehensive look at all of your costs and your expected revenue that you're looking at attaining for the project. What ideally a private lender would be looking at is a minimum of 10% net profit margin for the project, for it to be viable or for them to consider financing. You generally want to have a pretty accurate breakdown of your costs that are associated with your project. So try and be as detailed as possible.
We're holding a Game On live workshop in Sydney. And if you want to be part of that, we're going to explore all of those sorts of skills. Yep, the time frame shots, it's only for the serious. But go to the link below or in the comments and description section and register for that event in Sydney. Can't wait to see you there.
The other thing that you'll need if you're looking at applying for finance with a private lender is an information memorandum. Now, this is really almost like a business plan, a proposal, your resume for a private lender. So you want to outline the details of the project, where it's located, what you're intending to do with it, any experience that you might have as a renovator or developer. If you are looking at doing a development, who the builder is going to be, what experience they've had, previous projects, getting in on time and on budget. You also want to have comparisons of different properties that can be used to compare your as if completed and also your property that you're looking at purchasing. So with that in mind, comparative market analysis is really important. So you want to be able to substantiate your figures for both your purchase price and your end sales price. So anything that can support your figures would be ideal for comparisons. No older than 3 months old in that instance. Ideally, you also want to have a minimum of two independent agent appraisals of the properties as is and as if complete. Again, that helps corroborate your figures and gives it a sense of credibility. So when the lender is looking at your feasibility, they know that you're not cutting any corners. Generally speaking, private lenders will start at about a 65% loan to value ratio, LVR. That can go up to between say 70-75%, but in most instances private lenders will start at 65% gross LVR. Any additional increases to that LVR generally is charged at a higher interest rate. So bearing in mind, private lenders will generally look at starting around about the high sixes to high sevens at that 65% LVR. Anything higher than that, additional 5 or 10% to your LVR would be charged at say high 11s to high 12%. So generally speaking, what you want is a healthy net profit on your project. You want to have good substantiating information with your information memorandum and your comparables with your comparative market analysis and your independent agent appraisals. So generally speaking, to apply for finance with a private lender, the application and getting your indicative terms offer would take anywhere between say 1 and 2 days. Beyond that, getting the valuation done, a formal letter of offer, and your formal loan documents produced through to settlement can be anywhere from, say, 2 to 6 weeks. What you need to bear in mind is, as I mentioned earlier, there's no real point in cutting corners or inflating prices, because once you've actually applied for finance, the lender will do a valuation. Now, generally speaking, if it's a recent purchase, the valuation generally comes in at purchase price. This can come in potentially slightly lower. So if there is a shortfall in funding, make sure you build in a contingency for that as well. What I think is really important when you're considering a project is to keep emotion out of it, because as far as this is concerned, you should be treating your property investing, development, renovations as a business. So if the numbers don't work, be prepared to walk away. It's as simple as that. So constantly look for feedback, adjust you know, where necessary, tweak your figures to suit. So if that means looking for a more competitive quote for your renovation or your building, look to get a more attractive quote to be able to fit into your feasibility to reach that minimum net profit margin. Alternatively, try and work on reducing the purchase price. But look, at the end of the day, if the numbers don't stack up, be prepared to walk away. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. If you want to talk about a project a bit more, or get us to have a look at your feasibility, or maybe even just run some ideas by us, feel free to contact us at Capital Mortgage Group at info@capitalmortgagegroup.com.au or at 1300 871 251. Thanks.
So if you want to know more about private funding, or you've got a deal you want to run by a private funder, then the quickest way to do that could be to contact info@capitalmortgagegroup.com.au, and the link for that is below, and fly it up the flagpole, because it can be a great way to get a deal that doesn't necessarily meet normal bank criteria for ordinary mum and dad lending.